This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, this morning on your Friday. Another one is here, another week gone, Anna Murphy. Good morning.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joycers.
Good morning, Joycers. How are you all this morning? Oh, dear. Sounds like angels. Oh. Is it angels or is it just kids from the Qantas ad coming to visit us this morning?
Is it a bit soon?
Is it too soon for that? Front page of the Herald Sun this morning.
Dear. How on earth?
$2.8 billion loss.
Alan Joyce.
What are you doing, Alan? It's no longer the flying kangaroo, it's the wounded wallaby.
Oh, it certainly is. And look, I don't know, how has that man still got a job?
That's the question on all our lips this morning.
His answer yesterday, and I don't pretend to know a lot about it, but his answer was, oh no, look, yes, that's the case. 2.8 million we've lost. Billion, rather. We're on track.
We're on track.
We're on track to turn around.
Oh, we just had a really bad
patch. Because we've sacked 5,000 people.
Mm.
Are you kidding?
I don't know, Alan Joyce. Look, to be
I've had a shocking week this week.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a cold.
I've been crook this week, but
you sound shocked, Anna Murphy.
That they haven't arrested him by now. That's a crazy man at the helm.
It is indeed. Paul Allen. Apparently, I was speaking to a lady who deals with ear problems, and she said now there's a whole bunch of 30-pluses walking around with the same hearing as 60-year-olds because of the loudspeakers and...
How did you pull up with your hearing test, Doug?
Pretty good, actually.
A good deal of time next to...
Oh, I've been waddling through nightclubs for a bit. I did very well with my hearing test.
Which is surprising. We thought that there might be a reason why you never paid attention to anything I said, but officially have it on good authority
that you just
tune out. You're just rude. Yeah, no, this cheers me up.
Yeah,
the lovely actress that played our favourite character of all time, Rhonda, in the Amy ads.
They were good ads, weren't they? The last one was a bit dodgy.
She's in the paper today. She's actually going to play Gina Rinehart. But I don't think, and she's a terrific actress. I've seen her in a lot, Paper Giants, Love Child. I just can't ever look past her, past Rhonda. I loved that great television campaign. Remember when we saw what happened when we followed the story back to Bali?
Absolutely. Well, we did some undercover work and just got the lowdown on what was going on with their little romance over in Bali.
Hey, Rhonda, you look hot today, like a sunrise.
Oh, shut up, Katoot. No wonder I look hot. I'm living in a shack with you, your family, and 13 beach hair braiders.
You're a sexy mama, Rhonda.
Sexy? Sexy? I'll give you sexy couture. I smell like cheap perfume, clove cigarettes and incense.
Oh, you make funny, Rhonda.
Funny? Funny now. You promised me a life of luxury and all I got was a fake Rolex and barley belly every week. I've been on the toilet for 6 months, Katoot.
But you're skinny now, Rhonda. You look beautiful.
No. Really? You think so?
I never lie, Rhonda.
Oh. Well... Get over here then, you little Australasian delight, and rip Mummy's sarong off with your teeth.
Now, listen, it's very topical at the moment.
Well, it is topical.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Okay. Now, look,
hey,
first out of the gates, what I would like to say is I am all for the challenge. I think it's been an amazing success
story. They've raised something like $85 million.
Yes. So,
which is huge in the scheme of things.
Considering the first year that they did the fundraising for it, they made like $1 million or something. So, it's, you know, they've exceeded expectations. An island, however, in Scotland was left without water because too many of its residents tried to do the ALS Bucket Challenge.
And they drained the stocks.
Isle of Collins, say, in the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. Now, really, come on, how many of these people, we're now taxing a whole island's water supplies, how many of those people are donating?
Well, they're dedicated
to the cause. I think maybe we've got a little bit too far.
Well, can I just tell you a little story? Because last week I got nominated twice. I've been really busy. So I haven't had time to really I want to do it, and I had contemplated doing it, but last night when I got to my workplace, I was confronted by a very irate woman, and she said, "Why haven't you done it yet?" I go, "What?" She goes, "Why haven't you done the ice challenge? You were nominated twice. Why haven't you done it yet? You need to do it." Mm. Oh, that was pressure. I thought, I don't know whether I need
I think
to do
people
it.
People are challenged.
She goes, "Well, if you don't do it, you need to pay $100. Oh, yet again, I don't know whether I need to.
And that's the thing. I don't know about being put on the spot like that. For like, you, it's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Fun
but
games.
People should be able to choose. I was challenged last week, and I did think about it because I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." And then I came across a very good shutdown on the internet
yes.
by a reporter out of Brisbane.
Quite funny.
Which I think we actually got the audio.
Yeah. Have a listen to this.
I have a listen to this, and it just sort of
This sums it up.
Sums it up.
Welcome back. First of all, thanks for the nomination, George Cadena from sunny Darwin. You're a good-looking rooster, and I'd like to nominate everyone everywhere, but that'll make more sense by the end of this clip. To date, the ALS Project Ice Bucket Challenge has raised more than $30 million for the ALS Foundation. I'm not saying it isn't a worthy cause, but let's spread the love. Today is Daffodil Day. Cancer affects almost everyone at some stage in their lives, so buy a pin, a pen or a daffodil, or if you'd like to support breast cancer or prostate cancer, you can also do that very easily. And instead of pouring fresh water and wasting ice over your own head, here's a list of charities helping communities in desperate need of fresh drinking water across the world. I'll put those in the comments. It's charitywater.org, wateraid.org and thewaterproject.org. If money is a bit tight for you, you can donate blood to the Red Cross. It'll cost you nothing and they'll even give you free food and maybe some lollies if you're good. Or you could donate to your local RSPCA, or if you have the resources, space and patience, you can adopt a pet. But don't just get one so you can start an Instagram account for it. That also helps no one. Or if you want your charity dollar to help you look fabulous, shop at your local Lifeline, Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul Op Shop. So in summary, I'd like to nominate everyone, everywhere, who has more than what they need to donate what they can to the people who need it most. Because that's what charity is about, not putting yourself through mild discomfort with a bucket of ice and water. Ice is for keeping fresh produce fresh, beer cold and your nipples hard. Deal with it.
Yes.
Oh, look, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Lincoln Humphreys is his name.
Lincoln
he
Humphreys.
Works on Wynn Television up in Queensland.
The Murphy's Law proud recipient of the Best on Ground Award.
Best on Ground today.
Very,
Lincoln Humphreys.
Look, again, we state here we are very much in favour of the money that has been raised for that amazing charity. But as he says, let's share the love.
Yep.
There's a lot of charities out there.
Yeah.
And if you already donate, don't feel
Absolutely.
Pressured. Do whatever you feel necessary.
Yeah.
And I think we've all wasted enough water.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. I love her, Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, heaven.
Heaven is a place on
and
earth.
And usually you can actually see her performing at the Chelsea Heights Hotel.
I shouldn't
when
laugh.
When she comes out and does her tours.
She does a lot of those.
She's very popular down the peninsula.
The hot springs, yes.
The hot springs.
No.
Where she goes to recline afterwards. Yes, moving on.
All right,
back to
I've got
the show.
This little article. Yes. It is fabulous.
Excuse me.
You know when you've been to out at night, you know, and you sort of get to that point and it's that decision thing. Should I stay or should I go? You know that bit where you sort of go, oh, I could, you know, maybe I should stay one more song, or I'm chatting to someone and we should go. I've got this thing on tomorrow.
It's at that stage that I wish like a inbuilt like alarm system or a hand would come out again like and slap you in the face.
Yep.
Like if you're having that debate, go home.
We've all been there. Like many times. And it's you know, and 9 times out of 10, the right thing to do is probably go home.
Oh, it's always the good thing to do is go home.
However, this 32-year-old man from Manchester, England, was faced with this conundrum. While at a party with friends. And he basically what he did, his girlfriend rang him to inquire about where he was and what he was up to. And this split decision, this thing in his head just snapped. Yeah. And basically, he just made up this story that he'd been kidnapped.
right. Sent a text message and said, "I've been kidnapped, don't stay up."
Which is a pretty serious crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And she panicked.
She panicked, as you would, because she's in love with him. Called the police. And the police are very good at tracking people down
in
those situations.
Well, it's not hard, because he's got a mobile phone and they've got CCTV. It's not.
Absolutely. They knew where he was. They honed in on him. He's at a party. He got busted. He got fined.
How
I think it's sort of, you know, we've all been in those positions though.
No, I believe Dave Murphy that this is like a community service warning for you.
They're called porky pies gone wrong.
I think you should take heed, young man, because you've been you're quite akin with making up stories to get out of things that you don't want to do. We know it.
Example, please.
Example, you just told us that sometimes if you really don't want to go to things, you stand out on your balcony and go, I'm stuck in traffic.
It's a busy street. What porky pies have you told to get out of stuff?
Well, we've got a list here of things that parents and grandparents have been busted telling their children to get away from. This is my favourite. My grandma told us that smelling each other's farts would make us stronger. That was the worst Christmas for us, but the funniest Christmas for her.
I'll tell you something. As someone who has created a bit of a stir because been telling a few porky pies, officials called off a live broadcast of a giant panda giving birth because, as it turns out, she wasn't actually pregnant. Ahin, that's the name, a six-year-old giant panda living in this giant panda breeding research center in China, had exhibited signs of pregnancy for 2 months, but the center realized she was actually, she actually had a phantom pregnancy.
Oh, God, love her. Now, cotton socks.
The life of a giant panda living in captivity sounds pretty sweet. she gets her own suite loaded with, things like air conditioning, around-the-clock care, and a stack of buns and fruit and bamboo.
Yeah, that's because when you're pregnant, you get put in the better pen.
You do get put in the better pen.
Oh, my God.
But Ahin decided, you know what? I want air conditioning. I want the buns. I want the fruit and I want the bamboo.
Yep.
And has decided I'm going to pretend I'm pregnant.
Oh, God, that's so beautiful. She gets a Murphy's Law clap, surely.
Oh, absolutely.
The beautiful bear.
Button. No, I can't find the button there.
Hang on, there you go. That's okay.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Our liar of the week. One of my all-time favourite songs at the moment, Joy 94.9. That is awesome. Bang Bang from the trio. The hottest women on earth at the moment. Nicki Minaj, Jessie J, Ariana Grande today. You knew I can't get her name out and you let me
and
sit
I just
there.
Love the
you didn't help.
That you
knew where it was going.
One of my all-time favourite songs of the moment. All-time favourite songs of the moment. I love that. And you don't know who that's by.
No.
You have to read it.
I knew the two of the girls. Anyway, the other one's got a funny name.
Can you say Bang Bang?
Shush. Shush now. This is good. You'll love this one, actually. A group of Japanese porn actors are preparing to have their breasts squeezed by fans for 24 hours this weekend.
Wow.
For a charity event loosely translated as boobade. I love it. I love the Japanese.
It is.
The 9 adult movie stars told local media yesterday that they can barely contain their excitement for the Stop AIDS campaign. It's actually a really good cause. It's just, you know, it's a Stop AIDS awareness campaign. But they actually have to, they're televising this thing. Actually, it's going to be televised on TV. And they're all excited about it. This one said, I'm really looking forward to lots of people fondling my boobs, but I'd be really happy if they would just be a little delicate. Which you can understand too.
Do you know, I love the fact that this is for charity and to raise awareness because when that actually occurred at the Market Hotel at about 3 a.m. one morning many moons ago, it was a couple of amorous young gay individuals who just really wanted to play with my boobs and I went, go for it. There was no money involved. No money changed hands. No charities benefited.
I'm sure they bought you a drink.
Sure. No, I don't even think they did. It was just,
you probably needed a cigarette after that.
Remember that, you know, that Tune In Tokyo game?
Oh, no.
It was on that. Yeah, it was a bit like that.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Hey, does it make me think, what part of your body would you donate to charity? Like if there was something, like they're obviously doing their boobs, is there a part of you that you'd like to donate?
There's a few things that we could auction off. I did say that maybe we could use rubbing my belly for good luck like a Buddha doll.
Oh,
but
no,
I'm
they
not
can't.
Sure. Hair. I would allow people to plait my hair.
Plait your hair.
Or maybe do it in styles or whatever.
Oh, it's lovely hair. It is. Let us know your thoughts. 0427 Joy 949.
What would you donate?
I don't know yet.
For charity.
I don't know.
I do think you were auctioning off that. Oh, that's
my
right.
Ears.
Your ears that can be used as windsurfers.
What? I'm. My God, I'm mortally wounded.
Trophy head.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. There's 1D who have been superseded by 5 softs.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like texting in here, isn't it? Everything's shorter.
Yes. How do I know all that? 1D, anyway,
5
now listen.
Sauce.
20 past 8 this morning. We have been talking about what would you donate to charity, what body part. It all started with the Japanese porn actresses who are actually donating their boobs for boob aid.
They are.
Which is a great cause. It's raised awareness for AIDS, and they're happy to get them out there.
They're happy to get them out. I'm just wondering, is Lara Bingle auctioning hers off for some sort of charity?
It looks like it in this story, because she's over in Hawaii at the moment, because that's where the boyfriend, Sam Worthington, actually resides these days, in Waikiki Beach. But she's over there flashing them. She's got them on the beach. She's there. They're out. The girls are out.
They are. Interestingly enough, though, she stirred up a bit of controversy, but she was frolicking around in a G-string bikini at the pool with her brother on Instagram and going, yay, my brother's here.
Which is a bit odd, isn't it?
With her kit off at a G-string. It's a bit bizarre.
It's bizarre. Mamma Mia, the website, has actually, they started this thing about, is this a thing? Is this a thing?
Is this a thing?
Photos of Lara Bingle made us feel weird.
Yeah, it makes me feel weird.
Is this how most people hang out with their brother? No, it's not.
No, and he posted a nude photo of her, well, no top on, saying aloha baby.
Listen, if we're going to Thailand in a few weeks, and if I on the beach and see you in a G-string, I'm running for the hills.
Hey,
that's all
I can
say. I've
never seen myself in a G-string in the comfort of my own home with my cat.
There's nice people in the world like Jessica Malloy.
That's
lovely,
right.
Lovely people who do lovely, lovely things. And then there's Sting.
Oh, dear.
I've got more Sting. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how he was being quite stingy towards his children. He's not going to leave him a cent.
No.
Out of his $360 million or whatever he's got.
Spend it all.
Now, if you thought that was bad enough, if you want to... You can actually now, he's actually charging people to go and work on his property, right? So he owns this whole, vineyard and... whatever.
You
have to pay him $300, part of a privilege, to go and work on his property, and you can pick grapes and olives and all that kind of stuff, but you don't get to keep the produce.
No.
You actually, he will then turn it into wines and bits and pieces and he'll sell it.
Do you know what that makes me want to do?
What does it make
me want to save all of my money up, fly over there, pay the bastard, and then get as many grapes as I can and then just go and throw them at his house.
You angry thing.
I think that would be worth the money.
Well, you could do that. I reckon you'd be good selling T-shirts out the front of his property that just had, like, I got stung by Sting T-shirts.
Oh, I love like it.
A town of single ladies is on the prowl, Anna Murphy. This is one for you, actually. I thought I'd mention it. For a single man, it sounds nearly too good to be true. That's if you're into that kind of thing. A town consisting almost entirely of young women is looking
single
for...
Single ladies?
No, just guys looking for chicks.
Oh, right.
Okay. It doesn't really appeal to a lot of our audience. Fortunately not.
A lot of chicks looking for chicks.
Yeah, chicks. Hey, chicks. Hey.
But that's not what the article... The article's
anyway,
saying means...
We'll get back to the article.
Anyway,
there's conditions. There are conditions, though. They must be willing to live according to female rules. That's if guys want to go there and meet chicks.
Sister. Yeah.
Men are generally barred from the Brazilian town, which is run by women who brought in the ban after growing sick of being bossed around. A handful of the 600 female inhabitants are married, but their other halves have to, they've forced them to work away from the town and they can come back on weekends.
This is like my house on steroids, this town, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got to live by chick rules.
Yes.
Only chicks in my place, me and the cat.
Yep.
It's our rules.
Absolutely. It is indeed.
I just imagine them all going to the grocery store like in Beyonce's film clip. Oh, single ladies. Hands up, doing the dance in the supermarket. They just all get down and they just like pray to Beyonce's statue. Did you think that they got upset when Beyonce married Jay-Z?
Maybe,
she's not a single lady anymore.
Probably.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you need to go to this town. You
well,
need
why?
To
be... I'm already a single lady.
No, you need to be around other women like that.
Because that's competition. I've already
No, there's
I'm
no competition.
Struggling.
There's no men there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's worse. I don't need to go there. Struggle in my own home.
Yeah, but you'd like be like the queen of that town.
I'm the queen anyway because I hang around all the gay homosexual men.
You
it's like I
do.
Am the single lady in this town. I'm a single lady in South Yarra.
Joy 94.9, America's answer to Delta Goodrum there. There she is, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to go there.
Good song, though.
The popular Delta.
The
I think
popular
that was
Delta.
What,
just a bigger fan
we
base.
Heard.
Gone once country, now pop. Taylor Swift.
Poor Delta.
Don't mind that track, though. It's good.
Taylor is a little awkward around. She's just a little gangly.
She can't dance.
She has that giraffe thing going on, too. maybe they all get together, her, Celine Dion, Delta Goodrum, and they exchange dance moves.
I'm sure.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.